Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Buongiorno.
Music sans frontières.
Music from around Australia and around the world. Tuesdays, 12 to 2pm.
Well, well, well. Indeed, folks. Welcome to another episode of Music Sans Frontières. Thanks so much for Billabong Beats, last couple of hours, revision and tunes as always. And yes, indeed, folks, I'm live in the studio, Joe Malinaji, for the next 2 hours. Some new tunes, some attitude, some themes. And first of all, I've come all the way from Boonwurrung country, across the Boonwurrung, and I'm now in the, in the middle of Kulin Nation, East Kulin Nation, of course, folks. Here at 3CR, Smith Street in Fitzroy. It's pretty quiet out there, folks. I hope you're all inside, having a rest, staying dry, and listening to this for the next 2 hours, and I'll hope I'll make it worth your while, as I always do, folks. Yes, 1st of November, also known as Day of the Children. In some circles, All Saints Day, on the eve of All Souls Day, and Day of the Dead. Well, well, well. Got a couple of guests coming in today. Well, one's going to be on the phone. It's going to be Tina Stefano, who is premiering her show, Hymnals. More about that around about 12:30. It's going to happen at the Mission to Seafarers later this week, from the 3rd to the 5th of November. And then Gusto coming out at 1:30. And the way I said that is a topic for discussion as well. And they're previewing their launch of the EP this Saturday night at 3:03 over there in High Street, Northcote. And we'll see what happens. I've got a long playlist. I'll probably miss a few, but hopefully you'll get the gist of what I'm trying to say today. But strap in, folks, and remember, it's Day of the Children, and on the eve of the Day of the Dead, and I'll play a couple of relative tunes, perhaps. This is from, first off, Chase Udaka, featuring Manu Chao, from their record that came out in 2017, Almas Rebeldes, and they got their brand new one coming up next week, 20 years, all their wonderful collaborations, and this is another one, and this is the tune, La Risa Bonita. Yes.
Soy un chisudaquito.
Te cura el alma, cambia el momento si es de verdad. Es beneficiosa, muy saludable y da bienestar. Aplaza la ira y que no te diga que el miedo se va. La mejor amiga que estás esperando que vuelva a sonar. La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
Buena, buena, buena.
La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
Que sí, que sí, que sí.
La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
We'll be right back. que te acompaña, te da la calma y te da alegría. La risa te saca el miedo, te vuelve rico, te cambia el día. La risa cura el disgusto, el mal de amor es la desazón. La risa te cura todo y es el remedio contra el dolor. La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
Buena, buena, buena.
La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
Que sí, que sí, que sí.
La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
Buena, buena, buena.
La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
Buena, 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 buena.
Y cada día me río. ¿Y por qué si no me muero? Y cada día me río. ¿Y por qué si no me muero?
La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
Buena, buena, buena.
La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
Que sí, que sí, que sí.
La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
Buena, buena, buena.
La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
Buena, buena, buena.
La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
Ay, qué bonita es la risa.
La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
A la rocola se lo voy a dedicar.
La risa bonita, la risa es buena.
Se lo voy a dedicar. Esto es geométricamente correcto.
Said this song is haunted. She said this song is haunted.
So there you go. Maybe some tunes that go in with the time of the season. It is still spring, so-called spring, transplanted from the European Northern Hemisphere, but there's many more seasons on this continent, folks. Anyway, that was brand new music from local artist Abe Dunovitz. And it's from his brand new record, Charango Unchanged. It will be available on Bandcamp, as is other of his recordings. He's one of those musicians that just has to play music and make it. And he's launching that. It's officially released on the 10th of November. Officially launched at Open Studio on the 12th of November, folks. So next week, check that one out. That tune was called Haunted. And yes, like I said, there you go. There's some other great tunes, and he's very proficient with the ukulele as well. So there. Before that, we had the Spanish group called Los Hierros de Hidalgo, and I probably said that wrong, incorrectly. That tune was supplied to me by the wonderful mariachi Alejandro Espina. Gracias. It comes from, it's specifically music that is played during Dia de Muertos, which is Day of the Dead. And that's from a record 12 de los Mejores Venutes. So, yeah, 12 of the best from Los Hierros de Hidalgo. And that tune is called Triste Amancia, which is Sad Dawn. Triste is, you know, something in Italian I recognize. And began the show with Chase Odaka from their 2017 record Almas Rebeldes, and the tune La Risa Bonita, The Pretty Laugh, featuring Manu Chao and the kids, as it's Children's Day today, folks. But there's this amazing event coming up this weekend on the 5th of November. It's Saturday, Dia de los Muertos Festival. It's a family friendly event. And it's pretty huge, folks. It's going to be happening at the St. Bridget's Parish Hall in Nicholson Street, North Fitzroy. There will be obviously music, kids stuff, like I said, all family. And there'll be a traditional altar del Muertos, the traditional altar that you see with Mexicans. Everything became pretty popular with Frida Kahlo, the interest in her work and her culture. And there will also be ceremony, which will be in the in Nahuatl, which is the Aztec's native language. So, of course, there'll be plenty of food and workshops and markets. So, huge, folks, huge. Check it out. A very extensive program. And I might even see you there. There'll be dancing and all sorts of stuff. But I think you'll find out more about this on Music Matters this Friday from 12 to 2, folks. One of the main organisers will be coming in to have a yarn about that, or on the phone at least. Yes, indeed, folks. So moving along, this is an artist I just found out about via the music coordinator, Mal, and they are from the Netherlands. And a brand new single from their recent release. It's called The Reflection. And it goes in tune with maybe childhood as well, folks.
Saturday. I'll sleep it away. You can keep the kitchen, keep it warm all day. Ring the bells for tea and cake. Saturday, yeah. I can still hear what you say. From the tower, let the three bright trombones play. Leave me some light and hang some tinsel on my grave. And it's Saturday. Put some wings on the words you pray.
Amazing sax solo just then from Adam Simmons. That's the tune All Souls Day from Dan Warner and the Night Parrots, brand new record, Maybe Then, officially released on the 14th of October. It's available on Bandcamp, check it out folks, great local music. And I'm borrowing that because it's All Souls Day tomorrow. Before that, we had The Reflection from Netherlands artist Mel, M-E-L-L-E. It's a single from the EP, same name, The Reflection. You're listening to Peter Knight now from, I think it's maybe his debut solo record, Shadow Phase. It was officially released on the 7th of October, 2022. The piece is called Cloud Phase. Peter Knight is the retiring director, artistic director of the Australian Art Orchestra, and I think he's touring Europe as I speak. And plenty of new music coming up from the Australian Art Orchestra as well. Indeed, folks, keep your eyes and ears online to find out those details. After this tune, I'm going to play a couple of more experimental tunes from brought to you by New Weird Australia, giving a go to some artists that are doing all sorts of experimental electroacoustic voice, all sorts of different angles, but I reckon it loosely fits into Music Sans Frontières. Stay tuned, folks. Listen to Music Sans Frontières.
3CR.
All right, it's pretty quiet, folks. It's all right. Music for the weather. Music for the weather, indeed. You're just listening now to Cold Hands, Warm Heart, a single they put out in 2020 called Quartz. Before that, you heard a couple of tunes from the New Weird Australia label. The tune just before you heard was Thinner, Idris and Hilga, which is Afterlife. These are from Melbourne. Synthetic Vocabulary Remixes by Zachariah Zuma and Rang Jagat Synthetic. I'll be putting the playlist up on the Facebook page, Music Science Frontiers, and also the program page at 3cr.org.au/Music Science Frontiers. And before that, we had Pattern Recognition Machines from their release Monad and the piece Something Happened. And we started off with Peter Knight from his debut record Shadow Phase, and the tune was called Cloud Phase. And all those are available on Bandcamp, so you can look up New Weird Australia and you find those other ones. But on the line waiting patiently, I've got my first guest, Tina Stefanu, who's got this very, 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 and another very interesting project called Hymnals, and it's spelt H-Y-M, bracket, E, bracket, and then N-A-L-S. What are we going to get from that one, Tina? Welcome to Music Science Frontiers and 3CR.
Hi, Joe. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolute pleasure. And via the music coordinator, I found out about this project that was premiering during this first week of November. When some people, I mean, the streets are deserted today. They're either indoors or they've gone out of town and bunkering in somewhere. But it is very surreal. But you've decided to release this. I mean, everybody will be back, I imagine, by November the 3rd when this is launched. But tell me about this project, and you're probably the better one to explain why you've called it that way.
Yeah, so the project is called Hymnal, and it's a project that works with about 7 to 8 teenage horse riders.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working with them for years now, and the elderly horses that they do their pony club with.
Mm.
And a lot of these, some of these girls are neurodiverse, and I've been spending once a month, I get together with them and do vocal workshops to kind of help them build vocal capacity, flexibility and strength when they're riding their horses, so they feel more confident. And I thought, why not create a work with them? Why not center the relationship that they have with the horses, which I find very surreal, and turn that into some kind of artwork, and it just happens that it's premiering on the week of the Melbourne Cup. It just happens.
Really?
Yeah.
I love that. Well, look, I believe in that. I believe in that philosophy. It does happen.
Yeah, it does. And the title of the work, as you mentioned, it's a kind of it's a bit of a play there with the hymnals is like a traditional word or an old word for song or a hymn. Mm. And I've paired that with the membrane, which is the hymen, which is a very mythological place of the female body. Mm-hmm. And I've put them together. So it's a little trick of bringing traditional kind of religious song with an aspect of the female body that comes together.
Well, it all ties into what happens around about this time of year, doesn't it? For many things. I mean, 1st of November, 2nd of November.
Yes.
And then up until the 1st and 6th of November, there's something that happens which stops the city.
Yes, exactly. So it's a problematic space. It's not a space that I'll demonise, but it is a space that is in debate about, you know, whether it's still relevant to be working with animals in this way. Mm. And so it's nice to kind of switch the focus from that kind of problematic space. And it's an ancient space, horse racing and gambling. It's very old.
Yes.
And switch it to another old practice, which is the relationship between female-identifying bodies and horses, which, as I said, it can be seen as a cliché, but wherever there's a cliché, just left of it is the sacred, and I find that really intriguing for creating sound and visuals with.
That is your practice, yeah, pretty much?
Yes. I am a vocalist who uses the voice as a grounding force to create events, visual art, and performances.
Excellent. And does your Greek heritage assist you in some of these musings and creations?
I think that it runs through everything. It's actually something I can't avoid.
Of course.
I think it kind of gives me I think it's another grounding force, actually, in relations and hospitality and warmth and creating from that space first and foremost.
Excellent. Mm. See, that's why I let you do the talking.
Wonderful.
No. It's beautiful. And so we're going to be seeing this at the Mission to Seafarers over there in Flinders Street in Docklands from Thursday. Mm-hmm. Just three events, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a three-night season. Yeah. So it opens on Thursday, and we've actually got three musical acts that open each night. So on Thursday we've got I think you just played.
Correct.
Jenny Fry. That's a really nice link there.
Correct. So I'm a big fan of the work that those guys do and also what Genevieve does on the harp. Yep.
Yes. So it's going to be wonderful to have the harp in the dome. The acoustics are incredible.
Yes.
She was going to be playing with Lisa Salvo, but unfortunately Lisa has had to cancel. Oh. So we're going to have a beautiful contemporary dancer called Rebecca Jensen who's going to be dancing and moving with the harp with Genevieve, and that's on Thursday the 3rd.
Excellent.
And then on Friday we've got a beautiful vocal ensemble called Kyle, and that's going to be an a cappella group who will be creating all sorts of magical vibrations in there.
Mm.
And then on the Saturday we have the iconic Deborah Kaiser and Nick Chiavos opening the film, and they'll be doing some mesmerizing Byzantian chant.
Yes.
So this will all be what brings the work into being, and that will be these beautiful visuals on the dome with the voices of the girls in surround sound.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I was also drawn by that amazing collection of musicians too, so pretty special stuff. So I guess how can people just turn up, or do you want them to? Yep.
People can just turn up, and you can buy tickets at the door. I've arranged a little square thingy for your cards. Or you can get onto my website at tinastefanu.com.
All right.
And there should be a link somewhere on there to get tickets.
It sounds fantastic, and this is why this town can be so exciting when there are artists like you living amongst us. So thanks, Tina.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so important to have people like you asking us to come on the show.
Hey, you are most welcome, and it's an absolute privilege for me to have this this opportunity and this voice here at 3CR, and I never take it for granted. And
fabulous.
The only problem is there's just so much that I want to fit into every program.
Yeah, well, that's beautiful that there's so much. It should be overflowing. We are overflowing.
Indeed. Okay, Tina, well, look forward to seeing you on Thursday night.
Yeah, me too.
And it's pretty exciting stuff, and right up my alley, but many alleys for people. And just to continue the theme, I've got Nick Chavos here in the background from his release called Liminal back in 2010. And this is a piece, Hodi Response Number 2. Hey, thanks, Tina. All the best.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Absolute pleasure. Ciao.
Bye.
Australia's most iconic bike riding holiday, the Great Vic Bike Ride, is on from Saturday 26th of November to Sunday 4th of December. This rolling bike festival will have you pedalling along the beautiful Great Ocean Road, through the Otways and Golden Plains. Tickets include all meals, a camping spot, luggage transfers, daily entertainment and more. Sign up at www.greatvic.com.au. Use promo code 3CR to get 10% off. Great Vic Bike Ride, a 3CR supporter.
Hi, my name is Bungalini, also known as Robbie Thorpe. I want to invite you to the 2022 Beyond the Bars CD launch on Thursday, the 10th of November at Arnie Elmethorpe's Gathering Place, Dardy Munwarro, 546 to 550 High Street, Preston. There will be a panel discussion on First Nations incarceration and justice, some live music with Amos Roach, and free copies of this year's Beyond the Bars CD. Thursday, the 10th of November, Arnie Elmethorpe's Gathering Place, Dardy Munwarro, 6 to 8 p.m. For more information, head to our website, 3cr.org.au/beyondthebars.
Yes, indeed, folks. Okay, carry on with the music. So just remember, this week, check out that show from Tina Stefano and at the Mission to Seafarers on from Thursday the 3rd to Saturday the 5th of November. Check it out, Hymnals, indeed. Moving along to some music from places that we associate with coldness. But they do have light as well. This is, Angela Amuralik, and that's really terrible. She was born and raised in Iqaluit in Nunavut and started with the ukulele, and she began writing in Inuktitut songs in a bedroom closet, apparently not. So, I think we might know this. Some people might know this place as around that Alaska region. But here's Angela. She sings in English and in a language. So pretty much like an indie pop style, but does incorporate her language in her tunes. And then I'll have a tune from Solnyu, from Sami. Great act, mother and daughter act, with their most recent record as well. And another little surprise after that, folks. Stay tuned. Music Science Frontiers 3CR.
Do sang you. katso ali mustua tarnaa. Tanso de eli majoda. Juua de men jälkä samosai. Ilunasti tu jalmin juukei almi. Ue jo noi, ue jo noi, ue
Ah, yes, folks. I love that project you just listened to. That officially was known as Starship Z, our very own Zulia, and producer Lomfo. They made a record called Cosmostan in 2015. It's available on Bandcamp. It's been retitled as Zulia's, but that's fine because it features some Tatar folk stories made into this. And that was one called Sanya, Eternal Now. And that followed Solyu from Sami family, from the most recent record, also 2022, Ujamahotu. It's based on spring. It's about climbing the highest mountain, sweet stories. It's music of hope. It was called Owaba, and my Sami is very poor. And we started off with Angela Amralik with her brand new record, Uvanik, as well, featuring throat singer Kwatu from Iglolik, Nunavut. And you can listen to Ennio Morricone, a tune from the film Sacco and Vanzetti. And the Sacco and Vanzetti Commemoration Committee did an opera in the wee hours of this morning. I thought it was going to be tomorrow morning, but it was this morning. Time zone, Northern Hemisphere, folks. Anyway, never forget what happened to Sacco and Vanzetti. I'll let you listen to the rest of this, and then I'll play a tune from Daniela Lalita from Peru, from her recent recording EP Te Cherotres. And then I'll try and squeeze in the Queen of Hearts, Mariachi. Enjoy, folks.
The revolution in Rojava is a beacon of hope for the world, putting direct democracy and feminism into practice on a broad scale. This radical attempt at social transformation now faces huge challenges, including daily attacks by the Turkish military with little outside recognition or aid. Show your support for Rojava by joining Northeast Syria Solidarity, or NESS, and help ensure the survival of this inspiring experiment in social change. NESS sends aid, raises awareness, and builds solidarity. Get involved at www.nesssolidarity.org.au. NESS is a 3CR supporter.
Que no pare. es que el dolor en mis mangas se acumuló. Recuerdos de puertas cerradas clausuró. Por más que huía de mí, vas a ver. Nadie le miente a la tierra sin caer.
Yes, indeed. That is Queen of Hearts, Mariachi. Plenty of chances to check them in the next few weeks. They're doing a gig on Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Brodriggy Brewery over there in Abbotsford. And they'll be also supporting part of the On the Road Again, the Boite and 3ZZZ presenting Public Opinion Afro Orchestra and the Queen of Hearts Mariachi at the Nightcat on Thursday, 17th of November. And that is a tune from their debut record, Memories. Fantastic. It's on Bandcamp. And the tune Tengo Que Olvidarte. But also, the tango a bit is because there is an event tonight. It's the Melbourne Tango Orchestra performing at the Space in Chapel Street in Paran. Check that one out. That is tonight. If you're interested in a bit of a malonga, and a shout out to Everard if you are listening. Coming up next is Black Umfolosi from Zimbabwe and the tune, maybe relevant to the weather, I don't know. But Who But Daniel, it's a brand new single from them.
Who But Daniel, I saw you
in a dream
so many years ago. Laughter beyond measure from that small aortic flow.
Even now
I cannot tell, but smile as I recall the way I knew his heart on that rainy night that fall.
My voice
was in his laughter, and his joy was in my soul. His love was in my breast like the bonfire's warming coals.
And when
I shook the sun and bade him wake the lazy day, still I felt his laughter, and it kept the rain at bay.
All day long,
all day long, I wondered who the laughing child could be, for I could not bless his eyes, but his soul was known to me.
And though
he never spoke a word,
his message
was quite plain, that his heart was full of living and his joy was unrestrained. And who could solve a dream like this but Daniel in the dead? How does a soul know what to choose to show the love within? But that night the rain kept falling, and his laughter left my ears. And it was the darkest evening, watered with the cruelest tears.
For the hopeful
bless that we had said, for one else yet to come, who'll be taken from our table
before
the morning sun.
Our tears
were like November's darkened days of frozen rain, and the searing air we breathed, splinters pulled against the grain.
And when
the skies had cleared
and the tears
had drained away,
I thought
back to the recent
dream
I did upon that day. A laughing little boy without a single word to say, unbridled in his joy like the leaping trout's ballet. He met a shallow
dive
into the living stream,
but still
he saw the eddies where the sleeping rainbow stream.
Perhaps
he saw the sorrow
that was
coming on the door, and perhaps he let me know that the journey was still on. For who could share that dream but my Daniel in the dead? And who knows what a soul might choose to show the love within.
Sailor came by and he gave me
over. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, I can't cross over. The river come down, the river come down, river come down, I can't cross over. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, I can't cross over. Now me mummy got mad, but I'm feeling awful glad, for I met a charming lad, cause I couldn't cross over. So if you have a daughter, keep away from the water. She'll do things she ought not to if she can't cross over. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, I can't cross over. The river come down, the river come down, river come down, I can't cross over. Why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, I can't cross over.
Do my day.
con el bebé 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 chocolate. Alaria na mawero mañe, nare ni no mañe teña y coi. Le chemin de ma vie, mon amour, je pense à toi. Et si tu es loin de moi, mon amour, nébile les fêtes. Si tu es tout près de moi, ma soussou, même les mains. Aladia na ma wedou manye, konde bébé bébé, bébé chocolat. Moria, canara maloya, como ni ni camo cotelaro, Moria, tu es plus que belle, magnifique, I need you, I don't want to let you go, because I love you, a la diana mamuelu mañe, con el bebé bebé, bebé chocolate. Imirina, can you bear me in the letter? Imirina, you do my name, baby, baby, chocolate.
Yes, there's a story related to that tune, folks. We just heard there is the local artist, although he's from Mali, Abubakar Kouyaté, and it's a single that he put together just before he left for Mali to see family and to Paris around about May this year. And yes, he's got another tune that he's supplied me, which was recorded in Bamako, which is pretty exciting. But I caught up with Abukar and Bron at the Tamarcrest gig last Friday night, and that was absolutely fantastic gig over there at the Nightcat. We were left on a high and got to bed in the wee hours of the morning, catching up on stories and things. And yes, customs in Melbourne is pretty tricky when you bring in material that you don't declare, unfortunately. But it wasn't deliberate. It was just some very, very, very significant items. And that's sort of a reminder for everybody, folks. Maybe it's a little bit different when you're a person of colour too. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just putting that one out there. Anyway, so catch Abukar Koyate around, maybe busking sometimes, but hopefully with Jaloba Rattler. They'll be doing a gig very soon before the end of the year, or their record is coming out probably later this year or early next year, I reckon. Before that, we had from the project Sowell Jabi from Kabul to Bamako. Yes, members from Afghanistan, Mali and Iran. The tune was Solila. Check that one out. And before that, we had a new act. I found out through the music coordinator here, Lorraine Klassen and Mongezi Nataka from South Africa. Their brand new record, Ukubonga, which means gratitude. And that is the tune, Can't Cross Over. Maybe that's pretty apt for the weather at the moment and people living by rivers. And we start off that bracket with Black Umfolosi. This is a tricky one. Black Umfolosi from Zimbabwe, from their new record Reason to Believe, and it's Songs of the Poetry by Bob Jensen, and the tune was Who But Daniel. But that talks about November rain and sleet and cold, and today in Melbourne town it's actually doing that right now. So there you go with the changing of the seasons. And we continue with the Iranian messages. This is the act from Brisbane, Shirin Majd, from her recent project Stolen Identity, and this is the tune Can I, which basically still refers to the struggle for women in Iran, folks. Sorry, folks, I'm being rude and not playing all this tune. You're just listening to Cheyenne, and they've got a brand new record out locally here, so-called Melbourne. And there's the Iran link as well. They've got a brand new record called The Heart is a Candle. It's going to be launched at Jazz Lab on Sunday, November the 13th at 2:30. So check that one out. They've been very kind to supply me some tunes, and this is one of them. It's called Emma Amezade's Song. Before this, we had Shirin Majd, Iranian, based in Mianjin, Brisbane, from her project Stolen Identity, the tune Can I? And I should also mention, I don't think I'd let you know that Zulia will be doing tunes, but also that Cosmostan gig as well, or promoting, playing some of those tunes on Saturday, November the 12th at the Recital Centre Salon. So that is a special one to get to as well, folks. Yeah, it's quiet music. It's been a bit like that today. Maybe a lot of people are inside sheltering, and I hope that the tunes have been fitting for you. We'll wake up a little bit before the end of the program, like in a few minutes, literally seconds. I'm very pleased to have a couple of people in the studio keeping me company, but we're just listening to the music. It's all right. But there's a great local band who have burst onto the scene. And I'm going to relent here. I'm going to call them Gusto Gusto because that's their name. I've got Nathan here with me, and also Penny. Welcome to Music Science Frontiers and 3CR, folks.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just easing into the vibe. So it's really nice. This comes up, been coming up many, many times, the issue of name checking. Because I certainly grew up in an era where nobody sang about the places where they lived in. And you guys haven't mucked around and pushing yourselves Gusto Gusto from West Preston. And I did grow up in North Coburg, and I don't know whether you got anybody in your family that played cricket, but I played in a competition called the Jaga Comp, and under 16 we played West Preston in the grand final and we won, folks.
Rivalries.
Anyway, there you go.
Well, I live about half a kilometre from the Edwards Lake, and I keep, every time I run past there, I see the West Preston Bull Ants.
The footy.
Yeah.
Actually played a bit of cricket over there on those ovals.
Mm.
And it's funny you should mention, because that's another gig that's happening. The Taranta Festival is happening at the Edwards Park Lake on Sunday. Yes, Sunday. Which day is it? I've written it down somewhere. I think it's 20th of November over there at Edwards Park, Edwards Lake Reserve. So there. And so did you always grow up and have you always been in West Preston?
No, not at all. I grew up overseas. So I've only lived in West Preston for a year and a bit, year and a half.
The big migration north. North of that Bell Street border.
Yeah.
Wild. And there's a lot of things happening. It's amazing, you know, out there. I mean, certainly Reservoir, and it's difficult for me. I live south side, but I still keep in touch with the area with many people that I know, and lots of music happening.
Yeah.
So, Gusto Gusto, the vibe of this band is certainly very global. And where are your influences to get together with these group of musicians? Was the call that? There's a throw, an audio throw.
Yeah, well, I think our main songwriter at the moment is Nathan.
It's a me.
But collectively we have influences from really all over the place, and they've kind of smashed together in all of these amazing songs that Nathan brings to the band, and then we sort of arrange them and put in harmonies, and they evolve sometimes into things not as they were brought. But yeah, I think the influences just really come from all over, and we put our own special eclectic twist on them.
And which musical background do you come from then?
Well, actually, I studied French horn, and then I've moved to trumpet. And I was always a folk singer-songwriter, so
okay.
I'm also quite eclectic, and then I've been classical and folk, and I just really love all types of music.
Mm. Oh, your mum's a horn player.
My mum is a horn player from way back. She plays in the local brass bands. We grew up in Creswick, actually, so we were all in the brass bands back there.
There's a festival happening out there, Cresfest.
Yes.
Too. There's lots of things happening in regional Victoria, definitely, and I hope everybody's okay, but... like you explained to me, I've been in the studio for an hour and a half, and you were telling me where you came from. There was hail, and there you go.
So much hail.
Wild November weather, which happens. We're just getting extremes and prolonged. That's the issue. Mm. And a bit of sunshine just to dry it up for 2 seconds. Oh, that's great. So you're inflicted like me in a different way. You're a musician, but I'm a patron, and Yes, music has helped me learn so many things in my life. It's quite amazing. I get fascinated by why people call themselves a certain name and their bands and things like that and their pseudonyms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Nathan, your influence for choosing, well, we call it a genre of music. It's very broad.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put together, probably about 6 months ago, I put together a playlist of stuff that kind of inspired me when I was writing this project.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying the other day to the guys that basically I wrote all of this music last October, so probably about a year ago. I sat down and in kind of like a week period, I wrote about 13 songs.
Okay.
And the main inspiration was actually just wanting a joyful kind of like band that would get on stage and get people moving. So that was kind of the whole thing. It's just like I wanted lots of people on stage, wanted lots of people dancing, and I basically wrote music to kind of inspire that.
Well, that's interesting because I, being October, if you live in this part of the world, it is spring.
Mm.
I played some tunes related to spring from the Northern Hemisphere, and that's basically almost the attitude. What you just said then is about what you want to say at this time of year because of just coming out of the darkness. You know, that's really interesting, and But it was apart from joyful, but have you had much experience with some of the communities that play the type of music that you've decided to write for this band?
I mean, I think maybe my biggest influence was I toured for a bit with a band that played this sort of stuff.
Okay.
Who you may know.
Can we name names?
Hello Tut Tut. I don't know if you know the band.
There you go, folks, yes.
So when their drummer Huey was in Germany for a bit, I toured with them, and actually, one of the other members of our band, Gusto Pan, is also a member of that band.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of inspired it. And then, I've been listening to a lot of other music that kind of influenced this band. So stuff like Rodrigo and Gabriela, the Mexican flamenco artists. I mean, our band is obviously not flamenco at all.
That's okay.
and then there was also one of the inspirations I had was some early Brahms music. So I don't know if you know Hungarian dancers.
Oh.
So he's got a suite or a set of music called Hungarian Dance Number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I was going to mention it. You led me do a gig guide actually while I'm interviewing, which is really weird. But I was going to mention Vados Trio. They've got a great gig coming up. Well, I think it's this weekend, Saturday as well. It's called Beasts and Birds, I think. So, and I think that's where is it? You might know about it. I think it's at the Recital Centre Salon. Yes, it's actually Friday. Is it Friday? Yeah, Friday. This Friday.
Mm. We'll go to their gig on Friday. Come to ours on Saturday.
That's right. See, it's incredible. That's what this town's doing. It's wild. So there, I might play some music, folks. I've got. I did a couple of selections and I should have told which ones I was going to do, but I've got Lover's Lament here.
This is probably one of the most fun ones to play live. Just hang out for Laura's clarinet solo. It's a lot of fun.
It's a great song.
And where else did this come from?
I've got no idea.
That's alright.
I think you brought the melody and then we expanded a little bit, with all the harmonies.
Yeah, this one moved very far away from what I wrote, which is good.
Well, that's right. That's why you're in a band.
Exactly.
Well, listen to this a little bit, folks.
We'll be right back.
So there you go, folks. So you can dance on Saturday night. And so the EP, you also get bonus points when there's good artwork with music. I'm a graphic designer by background. So there's a story about the album artwork, perhaps.
Well, so the album's called Suitcase Cake.
Yes.
And Penny will tell you the story.
Look, in a big band, we're trying to divvy up some of the things and make it a little bit more democratic, I think was the word Nathan used.
Oh, my goodness.
And so we were trying to think of a name, and I know at various points we're on a little tour where we went to Castlemaine, Bendigo, I think that was it, and we had various times on that tour to discuss names. And so it all ended up one night before a gig, we're all eating dinner and sort of throwing out names to the table or just maybe individual words. And I can't remember some of the others.
It was mainly inspired by things we could see in the room. So it's like
kettle fork or something.
Yeah, and chandelier gang.
I thought you were missing some dessert.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I voted for suitcase cake. I don't even mind. Well, that is straight up with the wanting of that to be.
Here's the story I haven't actually told the band. So we put together our list of, I think we culled it down to like five. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, we'll do a band vote and we'll do it as like a poll on Facebook. And then essentially we voted for the thing, and I may have skewed the final result a little bit.
Insider trading, it's terrible.
I mean, the other forerunner was the Dance of the Diving Dads. I don't know if I want an album to be called that. So
we evolve, we look at reasons and meanings, and it's really tricky about trying to work out. But should you do research before you name a band as well?
Oh boy, probably.
I just love cake, so I'm pretty glad it's called Suitcase Cake.
If you get a copy of the album, the front cover has some artwork by Pan, it's basically like orange with this blue suitcase that is a cake. So it's like,
well, that's a bit of surrealism for me, maybe Dadaism for others, but I like. You got another tune here that I've lined up. Anathema. Is that, how do you say that?
Anathema.
Anathema. Anthem. English is not my first language, but I'm going to just start playing it. There it is. What's the story behind this one?
So an anathema is something that you hate, like vehemently hate. And an anthem is something you chant. So it's an anthem where you chant about things you hate.
Yes. Introduce some positivity.
Yeah.
To let it all out.
This is the second song we play every set, so
wow.
I like bring the energy up.
Yeah, cool. Get it happening. That's just fun. We'll hear a bit of this, folks.
Thank you.
there's a few solos in there. Maybe you should give a shout out to the band members here.
So that first solo was Sam on the electric guitar, and that was Pan on the accordion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bonus points. What else is happening in the band?
We've got a clarinet player called Laura. We've got a violinist called Lucy.
Bass player called Maddie.
And me on drums, Nathan, and then Penny on the trumpet.
Excellent. So swapping a few instruments around during the gig every now and then.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Cool. And the single that you brought out, you made it really obvious, like I thought, the West Preston link, West Preston lullaby. So has West Preston made such an impact on you?
It has. So it's mainly, I lived in Northcote for about 7 years and I was about 5 minutes walk from 303 and Northcote Social Club. Indeed. And now, moved to West Preston.
And that's where the gig's going to be. 303, I hold dear in my heart and soul for the amount of gigs I've gone there and also the attitude and the space. It's been wild. Oh, gosh, I've been going there since for 20 odd years. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's one of the first places I saw gigs when I moved to Melbourne too.
Excellent. All right, so what else is happening after this launch? That people, just in case people miss it, but I mean they shouldn't.
No, don't miss the launch. We're doing a bit of a summer tour, so we're going up to Woodford Folk Festival and doing a little East Coast run. And yeah, I mean, we'll have some other shows around Melbourne, but come to the launch on Saturday because that's going to be the best one.
Indeed.
It's going to be a little sweet treat, hopefully, that's going to look like our special EP, if I can manage it.
In honour of our Suitcase Cake EP, we may have suitcase cakes.
Oh, no. See, I knew there was going to be some dessert element to it because it's just there. Hey, look, thanks very much for coming in. I really appreciate it. And maybe next time when the next record comes out, we can have some sort of session in here.
Whether we'll do it
be in this studio or perhaps Studio 3. That'd be great. Because I think Melbourne is blessed with artists like you making this sort of music and celebrating the diversity of music making. Excellent. Appreciate it.
Thanks
Joe. Very much.
Thanks, Nathan. And Penny, and I really appreciate it once again. And so this is it. This is West Preston Lullaby. I mean, all these very reflective tunes, but you dance it all the way, hey? Anything else you want to say about this one?
No.
That's what it is. It's a lullaby. Bring your kids
this
along.
Fits the lullaby.
Yeah.
And then you rudely wake them up on Sunday morning at 7 a.m.
And then you just dance it all out.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
So I like that music. Enjoy, folks. Mention as a support for Saturday night.
That is Headphones Jones, who are kind of like a funky Afrobeaty thing, led by Mel Taylor on lead vocals and many other people. There's 8 of them, so.
Oh, well, there you go. Even more reason. Okay, folks, thanks for listening to Music Science Frontiers. I'm Joe, and Therese will be with you next week. And I'll leave you with some music from Vardos. And some music from Le Matrioske from Palermo in Sicily with a tune which is a Tarantella Siciliana. Okay, folks? So, enjoy the music. Look after each other. Stay safe so we can keep doing this for a long time. Ciao.
la luna s'arripara dintro mari e a bucciata si fa veglia di distinti, licizi che anche si non si capiti, tu la miri in cielo sali innamorari. Hey! La luna si canta da giorno si sarra e la luce la luna si fa la luna la luna la luna la luna la luna. La luna si canta da giorno si sarra e la luce la luna si fa la luna la luna la luna la luna la luna. Animoti e china tunna tunna, mangia lacrimi, lavori e fasuneggia. Animoti e sicca sicca e turbata, su un cerotto vicino una navardata. Hey! La luna si canta da giorno si sta, regina luce la luna si fa la luna la luna la luna la luna la luna. La luna si canta da giorno si sta, regina luce la luna si fa la luna la luna la luna la luna la luna. La regina di un cielo è fatta d'oro, e non c'è re che ci va metti di mano, cavalieri e damici fanno l'inchino, la sari sia l'uscio di un mattino. Hey! La luna si canta da giorno si sta, regina di un cielo dura e si fa la luna la luna la luna la luna la luna. La luna si canta da giorno si sta, regina di un cielo dura e si fa la luna la luna la luna la luna la luna. Aspetto quando esci bascia bascia, quando nasci e dal mare vola in cielo, e non scurri ma più sento mi farraggia, chi la muccia l'ancatina di incianaggia. Hey! La luna si canta da giorno si sta, regina luce la luna si fa la luna la luna la luna la luna la luna. La luna si canta da giorno si sta, regina luce la luna si fa la luna la luna la luna la luna la luna.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.